USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
British scientists have identified what they're calling a new strain of coronavirus, which could be leading to increases of infection in that country. Researchers have discovered a variant of the virus that features a mutation in the spike protein that's used to infect humans. They theorize that mutation may make the virus easier to transmit from person to person. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says a new strain of coronavirus won't affect the efficacy of the vaccines currently being rolled out. He tells Fox News, viruses change all the time, and the shots available appear to cover for that.
These vaccines don't appear to be impacted by some of these modifications. Viruses do change all the time. What's great about these vaccines is that they seem to be still spot on target with the different strains that we tend to see morphing among the COVID vaccines, yeah. COVID virus.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.